For years, Instagram has been something of a digital photo book. People have documented their vacations, weddings, and other milestones in a long stream of photos. But NPR tech correspondent Bobby Allen has noticed that a lot of people are hiding or deleting their entire history of photos on Instagram. He tells us it represents a shift that's happening across all of social media right now.
Not too long ago, Jacob Joncola, a musician in Los Angeles, hid all of the photos on his Instagram profile. It wasn't exactly a life-changing decision, but people quickly noticed.
When people ask me, like, you're so mysterious, why do you do that? I'm just like, I like the sense of privacy, I guess.
It's not just Joncola. It's something I've been noticing more and more on Instagram that I've decided to call it Grid Zero, an Instagram grid with zero photos. I called up Instagram and they told me, yep, you're onto something. This is indeed happening more and more on the app, and it's being led by Gen Z.
They totally have this almost aversion to permanence and digital footprints.
That's Kim Garcia. She works at Meta, where she helps lead research into cultural trends on Instagram.
Gen Z is also growing up in this era that is so public. They don't have the same private spaces to explore or like be weird or figure themselves out that older generations like myself as a millennial had growing up.
That means most of the time Gen Z are spending on Instagram is in private places, in direct messages, sharing photos and videos to smaller groups of people by using the close friends feature on Instagram stories. This isn't new. Apps where fleeting interactions are the norm, like Snapchat and Be Real, have been around for a while. But what is new is just how much of a thing it is becoming on the grids of Instagram, an app used by more than 2 billion people. Landing on someone's Instagram profile and seeing a blank feed that says, no posts yet, is becoming increasingly popular. Cassandra Marquettos is a digital strategist based in LA.
Feels to me like the immune system of humanity kicking in against some of this digital addiction.
Marquettos says it's a pushback against being overexposed on the internet, but also it's a form of self-protection.
I think at this point we've seen enough stuff dug up from people's pasts once they become unexpectedly famous that it's a little bit scary to have a long digital tail hanging out behind you and people just want to be buttoned up more than maybe they did before.
Millennials grew up with Instagram. They were some of the first to embrace it, posting obsessively to their grids back when that was the only way to share photos on the app. But over time, Garcia with Instagram says Gen Z started to see how millennials were oversharing on Instagram, and they wanted to do the opposite.
They don't want to be seen as like cringe or like try hard the way that we may see some of our millennial habits.
Instagram wouldn't say exactly how many more people are now grid zero, but the company said it's definitely on the upswing. I talked to a handful of people who've done it, and the reasons vary. For some, it's the cool factor. It's about projecting a minimal aesthetic. For others, it's about control and privacy. And then there's a factor not everyone was quick to admit, but it's certainly part of it, creating intrigue. Maybe having no grid makes them seem more interesting than having a long feed of photos. Though not everyone agrees. For Jacob Joncola in LA, it's more about not participating in the Instagram me versus everyone else comparison game.
I feel like for some people, it could be perceived as a red flag of like, what are you hiding? But I always just laugh because I don't really care enough to be like posting every day.
He has no Instagram photos because he says he just can't be bothered. Apathy, it turns out, can also turn your profile into grid zero. Bobby Allen, NPR News.